Well, it's kind of an uncharted pathway, and so we're waiting to learn more about that.
Dr. Muriel Howard is president of ASCU. She is also a former Buffalo State president. When DeVos was nominated in the fall by Trump, Howard's organization issued a news release pledging to work with her on the nation's most pressing higher education challenges. They said that includes affordability for students and the financing of public institutions.
We're looking to see who will be the deputy undersecretary that will be responsible for working with us in public higher education. We have been trying to anticipate what some of the challenges and issues might be.
The organization is made up of members that include more than 400 colleges and universities. These public institutions provide millions of students with higher education opportunities, and many of the students come from other countries. Howard says many of the foreign students on public campuses are very concerned about Trump's tough stance on immigration.
Some campuses are getting legal volunteers that are signing up and saying they would help advise students if they have expertise in regard to the immigration law. DACA becomes real important for us. And so that's the delayed action on childhood arrivals. So all of those students that registered with the federal government in, you know, a very trusting and believing way that they would be helped now find themselves kind of in the crosshairs.
Dr. Howard, what will be your single biggest challenge into the new year?
The Higher Education Reauthorization Act could come up this year, and that act covers everything that we do in higher education. You know, how we get funded in terms of our Pell, all of the Title IV money, all of the Title III money, policies around sexual misconduct will be addressed under that act. So we just want to make sure that we work closely with the new administration and with Congress.
Howard says she also believes deregulation will be on the table with this new administration.
Could you give a specific of deregulation?
Well, for example, there is a new teacher education regulation that was just put in place kind of quickly that will make it very cumbersome for colleges and universities to collect the data and manage the data and report it back out on teachers in terms of outcomes and whether teaching someone 3 years from now, did you make a difference there positively or negatively? That would be very hard for our institutions to manage that information.
In our interview, Howard was careful not to be critical of DeVos.
But I know she's also supported the state college and university in Grand Valley, where she lives. So she does know some about higher education.
Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.